Hello, friends. It's Nanette Weiser, and it's Wednesday with Weiser. And I know that a lot of you are working on your homes, helping friends, but I hope you can take a minute to support local music, art, and stores that are open, and really just more importantly, find a moment for yourself to enjoy life. There's just so much devastation in our community, but sometimes a little music can help soothe the savage beast. So here is what is going on around town. I first of all want to say kudos to the James Museum for opening their big party space ballroom as a co-working comfort station. I also want to salute the county, the city, and all of the communities for that. It's just amazing what's going on in the community as you come together. The North End Tap House in Gulfport continues to support everyone in the community. There is music there. Our very own Florida Folk Festival, Florida Folk Show with Pete Gallagher and Tim Valle and the Posse are back at the Craftsman House this weekend, 10 to noon. You can catch them live or in person. The show on the flyer has been postponed, but it will be happening. The world premiere, The Hollow, starring Anthony Mahoney, is going on this week. It will be October 9th at 7:30 through October 20th. It was adapted and directed by Roxanne Fay. It's a chilling performance of the legend of Sleepy Hollow, and that is at 2260 First Ave South. That is going to be a really, really good show. Also going on this week is the Florida Social. Floridian Social has a lot of things going on this week. It's going to be incredible. There's going to be a concert Friday, a concert Saturday. Both are kind of fundraisers, so that's going on. Sadly, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday has had to be canceled for this year, and while we are very sad for that, you can still support CJH when they reconvene their concerts. I don't know if they'll be at Evie's, but stay tuned to Radio St. Pete and the Let's Go Guide for that. We spoke to Joan Dragon at the Suncoast Jazz Festival, now celebrating their 34th year, November 22nd through 24th. Please listen to my interview with Diego Figueredo, who will be performing there. Brian Hughes will be there. James Suggs will be there. And that will be really an incredible, incredible time. So a lot of the breweries in St. Pete City are open. A few of our friends, including Mastery's Brewing Company, and of course Matt Dom is our What's Brewing Tampa Bay host, are rebuilding. So we're sending love to them as well. So that's incredible. I just have to say that today's normal sunrise is an upcoming cold front is very much appreciated and look forward to. So, you know, the Shake Society is going to be performing in a lot of places, and they have one coming up here this week, Friday. They're going to be at Newport Richey. They've got another one downtown. They've got one in Bradenton. So they're all around town. They're a great band. Please catch them. So that's going on as well. This Saturday, Gulfport Rising Music Fest, noon till 10 o'clock, Saturday, October 19th. Greg O. Anderson has organized this at the North End Tap House. Tickets are free and not required to attend, no reserved seating. This is the first Gulfport Rising Hurricane Benefit Show, and it's an all-day event at the Tap House. And they'll be raising money, which will be donated to the John Prine Hello In There Foundation, specifically for Gulfport, which was hard hit twice by Helene and Milton. There'll be top-notch musical acts all day, with a choir diversion between 4 to 7 for respect to our neighbor Stella's, when Roxanne Can Dittman will be playing there. There'll be a silent auction, raffle tickets, and sound provided by the one and only Mitch Rowling. So the Village Courtyard is home to Low Tide Kava Bar and the North End Tap House. Please join them this week. It's going to be an incredible event. Lots of local bands, so that's really important. And, you know, do support these. Over at the Imagine Museum, On October 18th, Friday, is the Sunset Market Halloween edition is still on. I also heard yesterday that the zoo at Lowry Park has reinstalled Creatures of the Night. So a little bit of the spooky season is back. I also heard the good news that Halloween on Central will be back. And I believe that Radio St. Pete will be there as well. So that's really exciting as well. Girls Rock Camp St. Pete, October 16th, is holding two hurricane relief drives. One is 9 to noon at Allendale UMC St. Petersburg, and the other one is 12 to 2 at Empower Her site in Clearwater. Please go to Girls Rock Camp St. Pete on your Facebook and be sure to support them as well. They are terrific, absolutely terrific. The Florida Orchestra will continue this week, 7:30 Thursday at the Mahaffey Theater, Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 3 with Michael Francis. If you haven't tuned in to Michael Francis's interview with the amazing Bill DeYoung, Arts Alive, please do on RadioSt.Pete.com. Click on the audio blogs for that. So, you know, Daystar Life Center, free hot meals for the hurricane, serving 200 hot meals today, Wednesday, at their center. The meals are generously provided by World Central Kitchen, which has also been in Gulfport. Daystar Life Center is at 1055 28th Street South, St. Pete, and they've been doing an incredible job to support. For our friends, our Jewish friends, we are celebrating the week-long festival known as Sukkot. Begins Wednesday, October 16th, and ends at sundown on Wednesday, October 23rd. It's a time filled with joy while in the face of vulnerability and insecurity. It's a holiday that symbolizes the impermanence of life and possessions, and yet still we are to do that which brings joy and help to our community. So that is what's going on there. So in Birchwood, we'll be in concert at the Safety Harbor Art and Music Center, and that is October 18th, this Friday. Always a great place to go. There is, you know, really just a lot of the places, like James Suggs this week was over at the studio. I know that Intermezzo has started their mezzo market on Sunday. So lots of things that you can support. The Dolly is open. Unfortunately, the immersion dome roof was affected. So that was a little bit sad. And over at the James, in addition to being the doer of good deeds, this incredible show, The Icons and Symbols of the Borderland Art from the U.S.-Mexico Crossroads, highlights a unique culture and rich tradition of the U.S.-Mexico border region. And it's on view through January 19th. And there's paintings, collages, neon photos, and sculpture. And it explores the shared experiences of those living and working along this controversial landscape. It couldn't be more timely, as border issues are such a crucial focus in this election, which is so close and yet feels oddly surreal that it's so close. So this is Radio St. Pete and Annette Weiser, your host of Wednesday with Weiser. Stay tuned. We'll have a weekend with Weiser coming up later on. Until then, I say be safe and take care of yourselves.